who stole from Indian tribes. I fought crooked deals in the Pentagon. I fought tobacco companies and trial lawyers, drug companies and union bosses. I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do. And when the pundits said, my campaign was finished, I said, I'd rather lose an election than see my country lose a war. And thanks to the leadership of a brilliant General David Petraeus and the brave men and women he has the honor to command. That strategy succeeded, and it rescued for us from a defeat that would have demoralized our military, risked a wider war, and threatened the security of all Americans. I don't mind a good fight. For reasons known only to God, I've had quite a few tough ones in my life. But I learned an important lesson along the way. In the end, it matters less that you can fight. What you fight for is the real test. I fight for Americans. I fight for you. I fight for Bill and Sue Neeby from Farmington Hills, Michigan, who lost. They lost their real estate investments in the bad housing market. Bill got a temporary job after he was out of work for 7 months. Sue works three jobs to help pay the bills. I fight for Jake and Tony Wimmer of Franklin County, Pennsylvania. Jake works on a loading dock, coaches Little League, and raises money for the mentally and physically disabled.